Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to The Buzz, Studio W, your global radio network. We circle the globe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it's Sunday. A little cool out here on the East Coast, but now it's time for Let's Talk About It with Ms. Penny. Hey, Ms. Penny. Okay. Yes, Ms. Penny. Oh, there you are. How are you?
Hey.
All right.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm a little cold. Yes, how is your weather, you know, wherever you are around the country? I'm in the same state and city, practically, neighboring cities anyway, and it's cold. Okay.
It is. It really is cold. It's like 46, 45.
Yeah.
Here it was sunny though. It was a beautiful sunny day, but it is cold. And we're looking for some more cold weather this week.
Oh boy.
We got some rainy weather coming Friday.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, I'm gonna step aside and listen to what you have to say today.
Hello. How y'all doing today? This your girl, Miss Penny. Let's talk about it with Miss Penny. Before we do that, I would like, you know, we have audience that listen to us around the globe. Let us know how your weather is, how you're doing. You know, we got Thanksgiving coming up. We got people out there traveling. Y'all be safe on those roads. Look out for others' drivers. And enjoy your family and sit back and think about some of the things that you can be thankful for, or you should be thankful for this Thanksgiving. Yeah, I know it's all about the good old collard greens, stuffing, dressing, potato salad, macaroni, cheese, turkey, ham, and don't forget the chitlins now. I know it's about the food, but try to enjoy your family and give a little bit more love into your cooking and to each other. Just share the love and let people know that you're thankful to be a part of the family and be a part of their lives. Just be thankful that you're here, because we have a lot of people that didn't make it to see this Thanksgiving. We live from Studio W out of Richmond, you know. And we are, like I was saying, we have a lot of people that listen to us around the globe. And let us, you know, tune in, let us know how we're doing and how you like the show. If you don't want to listen to us on your computer or your laptop, you can use your iPhone and go to your Apple Store and put in studio.w. Or you could put in your Android. If you have an Android phone, go to your Play Store and put in Studio W. And you also could say, hey, Alexa, play Studio W. And we also have a website, studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio W, Buzz, BUZZ.com. And if you go to the website, please subscribe and share with your family and friends and leave a comment. And, you know, we're international. StudioWBuzz.com is international. We have people all over listening to us in Korea, Jamaica, different countries that's listening to us. You know, let us know how you like us and share us with your family and friends. Today, since it's Thanksgiving, I want to talk about being thankful. And that's some people are not, they don't use that word as much as they used to. People don't say thank you or excuse me. And it's the manners. That's what I'm getting to. People don't say thank you. People are not thankful. You have a lot. Just sit down and take the time out to look around you. What is going on in the world? What is going on around you? And see the blessing and the thankfulness of the things that you should be thankful for, that you can be thankful for. Because I remember, y'all know I always have a story. I remember my mom used to always tell me, that you may think you're doing bad, but go down the street and listen to someone else, somebody else's problem. And your problem would seem like it's not big at all. I have so much to be thankful for that sometimes I say how thankful and blessed I am. And listen to me, audience. I'm not trying to make anybody be a religion or religious or anything. I'm just telling you how I feel. Sometimes I sit down and I be thankful for so much that sometimes actually I kind of run out of time being thankful. Because we have a lot to be thankful for. And I know everybody's looking forward to the food on Thursday, the good cooking, the grandmamas and mamas out here cooking. You know, you got some men out here that could throw down too now. You got some men that could cook. But we are looking forward to the food, but we are forgetting about the thankful, how thankful we should be. Look around when you get there and you see all your family that's there. Think about how grateful you are to have them in your presence because you don't have all of them. We all have lost a loved one this year. Some have lost more than the others. But be thankful that you're there. You made it to see another Thanksgiving. I know that sometimes we take things for granted. And it's getting to the point that you can't take life for granted no more. You can't take going to the movies, going to the grocery store, going in the mall, going to the clubs, going to church. You can't take it for granted no more. You gotta say, Lord, thank you for letting me make it here today safely. It's gonna be a lot of people out there on that highway driving. It's a lot of people gonna be traveling through the airports. We have to be safe. We have to be, look around and be aware of your surroundings. I don't get to travel this year, but I would just to be thankful just to say, Lord, I have 5 kids and 9 grandkids. And so far as of today, all of us are still on this earth. We all are here. We might not get together this Thanksgiving because I do have kids that's living elsewhere in different states, but we are still able to pick up the phone and call them. And it's not only your family. It's people out here that don't have a roof over their head. Be thankful you got, thankful that you have a roof over your head. You can sit in a warm environment. Because there's some people sitting out here in the cold that cannot say these things. And I'm so proud of all the people that has been, and I appreciate all the people that's been on Facebook that has been giving away food, turkey, and I have to be thankful for, I have a son that's in Hawaii that he donates food. He feeds the homeless every year Thanksgiving, every year. And he named his, the donation he has no wife, but he take out his own personal time. And he, when he started this thing, he was taking his own money. I'm thankful. That's something I am thankful for, that I have a child that is willing to help others that don't have. And I see a lot of people posted on your page. If you're out here helping somebody, let people be thankful for you doing this. Let people be grateful for what you got. Be grateful that you are alive. I know it's a lot of things that we can sit back and be thankful for this year. Because we have been through it this year, people. Listen to me. We have had some hard times in this world these last couple years. And this year was one of the hardest. Our whole country divided at one point. We got over COVID. Then we had something else to go on. We have been through a trial and tribulation this whole United States had. We have been going through it. People losing their jobs, losing their homes. And if you got these things, be grateful, be thankful. Take out the time and say thank you. I want to say thank you. Because a lot of people cannot, that is still struggling. Some people don't even have a stove to cook their food on. May not even have electricity to cook a dinner on. But we forget, why are we being thankful? What is Thanksgiving about to you? What do Thanksgiving mean to you? And I know, I don't know. Thanksgiving is getting together and eating. No, it's also getting together, enjoying your family, having a fest, a feast with each other. Some good cooking, good hugging and talking and memories and just going down memory lane. And I'll tell you something else. When you get older people in your family around, learn your history. Your background about your family, because they may not be around too much longer. So tell me something. Listen to them. Let them tell little stories so you'll know why was my dad like this? Why was my grandmama? Where did my grandmama come from? Get to know and love each other this year. We got a lot of sadness going around. We have a lot. But come Thanksgiving, I know a lot of people going to be so happy because their family came home. You know, they got to eat good food. But leave all the drama. Leave all the drama at the front door. Leave the drama. If somebody come to the house that you don't like, put your difference aside just for that day. And once you walk back out that door, you can start disliking them again. But this is the time for love and caring and giving. Everybody wants to wait till Christmas to give. No, you can give every day. You bless every day. You thankful every day. But people like to wait, oh, I'm buying this for Christmas. No. You can do it every day. Because at the end of the day, we don't know what's coming for 2023. We don't know. Because we've been through a rough spell. We've been through the storm this year. We've been through the hail, the rain, the sleet, the snow, the tornadoes, the hurricane. We have been through some stuff, people. This year, we have really been through some things. We have lost a lot of people. A lot of families are still in mourning. They're still struggling because we went through a lot this year. And it didn't only affect the person that lost someone. It affected that person. We had a lot of murders here, and they still going on. So when you get around that table and you see that big turkey, and you see all that stuffing and dressing and collard greens, and think about the ones that didn't make it. to see it. And it's not here with us anymore. And think about the ones that are there, that's there with you. Look at the person next to you at that table and say, I love you, my brother. I love you, my sister. We don't use them words no more. We don't say thank you. We don't say please. Excuse me. People don't say them words no more. They're might as well black dictionary because people don't use them no more. I'm always, even to my grandkids, if I say, go upstairs and bring me this or this downstairs, and they bring it, I say thank you. And I even say please. Can you, just like earlier today, my grandson brought my phone. I was like, can you bring the phone down to me, please? We don't use them words anymore. And that's where I think we're losing it. Respect has completely went out the window. Why don't we respect each other anymore? Why don't we love on each other anymore? Why are we so angry? Why are we so angry and we so full of hate? The least little thing we just blow up with. The least little thing, we get angry and we don't like each other. And we carry it. I'm talking about people will dislike each other. This Thanksgiving is 2022. Some may happen at the house and they'll hold on to it till 2025. Why are we doing that, people? Why are we not loving on each other more? Why are we not talking about to each other anymore? Why are we not respecting each other anymore? And I know you say, well, respect go both ways. Well, be the bigger person and tell that person, I'm sorry. Tell that person that you love them. Because they may not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to nobody. I don't know where people think that they can take out, oh, I'll deal with that tomorrow. Tomorrow can be 10 years from now. Why we just can't love each other? Why we just can't get along? One day out the year, where really it's 2 days, Christmas and Thanksgiving. Why do those 2 days is the only day that you can bring joy and happiness in with your family? That should be every day. And I remember back in the days, y'all know I always have a story. I used to go to church with this lady lived in my neighborhood, me and my daughters. We used to go to church with this lady. And every Sunday, those sisters got together and they ate dinner together every Sunday after church. And I thought that was awesome. I thought that was the most awesome thing. Then when I was in Texas, it was another two sisters that I used to hang with. They all got together, and it was a lot of grandkids and kids. But every Sunday, they went to their mother's house and ate dinner. Every Sunday. That was the meeting place on Sunday. Everybody bring cover dishes. Everybody bring a dish. Sodas and everybody sat and ate at their mother house, at the grandmom, the grandkids was there, the great grandkids was there. And I thought that was awesome because you don't have to act like you blessed and thankful just once a year. That's every day. Every day you wake up, you should be thankful. Every day you look in your, what you have accomplished and be thankful. You should be thankful that your family is still here. You should be thankful that you got a job because some people don't have a job. You should be thankful that you have a roof over your head when some people don't. You should be thankful that you got food in your refrigerator when some people don't. Why wait till once a year and be thankful? You can be thankful every day. I like when people gather together and they have a good time. You know, family, friends, have a good time. And there, it don't break out in a fight. It don't end up being somebody, you know, arguing with somebody. Love on each other every day. Pick up the phone and just say, you don't have to have a long, drawn out conversation. You just pick up the phone and just say, I just called to say I love you. Or I just called to see how you doing. They may not, and be for real, they may be shocked that you called. They may not even know how to respond. So don't take it upon yourself to think that person may be just hurting and waiting on you to call them, just like you're hurting and you waiting on them to call you. Be the bigger person and make that phone call. Let's make Thanksgiving a happy Thanksgiving. Let's make enjoying our family a good thing this year. Let's enjoy each other, because there's a lot of us out there hurting right now that have lost a loved one. And it may not be because they, even though they lost them, it could be because they were sick. Or it, a tragedy. So a lot of people are going to be sad this Thanksgiving. Look at the people just went in Colorado and shot up the club. I think it was 5 people was dead last night. Do you think that those family are going to have a happy Thanksgiving? Do you think they're going to be smiling on Thursday? So if you got something to be thankful for, be blessed. And say, thank you, I am blessed. We forgetting people. We are forgetting. We are. We forgetting. And then, I want to give you this to think about. How many of y'all came from hard times where you barely had food? You barely got brand new shoes for school, clothes for school, new school clothes. Some of us came from having nothing to having something. You mean to tell me, because you have came up in the world, that you don't have a reason to be thankful and to say that I am blessed? Some people used to didn't wake up with Christmas toys up under the tree. Some people didn't have a big turkey for Thanksgiving. And all the sides. They didn't come up like that. But look at them now. They own homes, cars, they got good jobs, they educated. You mean to tell me you can't take out the time to say thank you and be thankful for the things that you every give and blessing, not just because of Thursday, but the main thing is I want everybody to please be safe out there. Please be safe on these highways and airways. Be safe traveling. Because some people are traveling a long way to get to see their family. But I just want to take the time out to say, love on your family. Love them. Don't wait till tomorrow. Because tomorrow may be too late. It's not always promised to you. Tomorrow is not promised to nobody. And we got, today is Sunday, so we have Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Thursday. We got 3 days. 3 days. Tell me what can happen in them 3 days. Somebody gonna lose a loved one. Something is gonna have a tragedy happen in that, somebody's gonna have a tragedy that happened in their family. We might not want to accept this form right now. This is the way life is. This is what's going on around us. We might not want to accept it, but it's true. So you may sit back and say, well, I'll see them Thanksgiving. I'll talk to them Thanksgiving. No, don't wait till Thanksgiving. Pick up the phone and call them today. And if you live close by, go to their house and talk to them. I sometimes just sit down, and my husband may say to me, Penny, why do you just sit here in quietness? Because I'm looking at all my blessings. I'm looking around at all my blessings. I'm thinking about all the things that have a reason to be thankful for. That's my peace of mind, because I'm so thankful and so grateful for the things that I have. And I know where I come from. I know what I had when I was growing up. I know what it took for me to get the things that I have. I worked hard. I wasn't born with a silver spoon in my mouth. No. And believe it or not, some people that was born with silver spoons in their mouth had to work hard to get what they had got. It didn't always come easy. It's a lot of things. Don't tell me what, if you listen, and what you're thankful for this year. And some families to write the paper. And then after I read it, tell me what are you thankful for? I'm going to Thursday to hear it. Let me know what you're thankful for. And I know a lot of y'all, this is a day that, this is a holiday. That, believe it or not, Thanksgiving is a holiday when a lot of people really misses their mom and their grandma and their great grandmama and so forth, because they miss their cooking, their dressing, their stuffing, their pies, their cakes. And it can be a sad time for some people. It really can. Because a lot of us, that's where we learn how to cook all this good food from them ladies. We got that cooking from them. Because you think about the things that they taught you, how to cook, how to raise your kids. They mentored you, and they didn't even realize how much they was mentoring you. So sometimes Thanksgiving can be sad. Cause I know I miss, I wish I can go back and whoop to that good old collard greens to be cooking. So, somebody say they thankful for my family and my home and my cars. The Lord for giving me another day. That's what I'm talking about. And if you look around for that person that wrote that, if you look around, I guarantee you, just sit back and look around, you'll find more than that to be thankful for. You'll find more than that. Because it's a lot to be thankful for. And we'll wait to Thanksgiving. And we'll be thankful that day. And And then Friday come, it's up. It is over. You might not hear from them, broke bread with the year. That's not how we're gonna do this year. We coming up to 2023. We gonna do things a little bit different, listeners. We're gonna love on people more. We're gonna respect people more. 2023 is coming and we're gonna change it. We're gonna respect each other. We're gonna love each other. We're gonna care for each other. So the next year Thanksgiving come around, people won't feel like a stranger. You know something that gets me when you see family? And I'm guilty of it. Of saying, oh my God, I hadn't seen you since when? Because you haven't seen, you know, I have not heard from them, and then all of a sudden you're right there standing in your face. And you can't really have that, because like you want to, because you make up, trying to catch up. What you been doing? How you been kids got now? How many grandkids you got now? It shouldn't take that. These telephones, you can communicate every day of the week. Every day of the week. You can have that communication. You can have that relationship with your family. And I just be really thinking about how people in your family can really know that you're still alive, you're out there, and they don't communicate. You got sisters and brothers that don't even communicate with each other. You got mamas and daughters that don't even communicate. But then come Thanksgiving and Christmas, y'all can show up. No, that's not good. We gotta start loving each other. I guess my heart hurt right now. And I really do. Especially with all my kids and family around. Just think about and I know what is going on in the world right now. Every day up, somebody's been hurt, somebody, you know, it brings sadness to the holidays. It brings sadness to your heart. And that's why I keep trying to communicate. Let's love on each other. Let's forget about all that animosity, all that, whatever happened between you and your family, forget about it. Let brush it off your shoulders, and move beyond that. You can't just hold on. It's just like when your trash can get full, you take it out so the trash man can get it, right? That's the way you should do that. If you got a problem with somebody, take it out and let the trash man dump it for you. Let it go. Dump it. Because every day is a new day. That's old trash. This is a new day. Let's start off fresh. So that's something should be, if you can do something different. That should be a question for Thanksgiving. What will you do different from this day on that you did wrong or you could fix and change to make your life better? That should be, of course. What can you do different? And you could go back and change. It can make your life better and make someone else's life better. And that is to forget about the drama. Forget about the mess. Let's have a great Thanksgiving. Enjoying each other. Enjoying the food. And forget about what happened. Life is too short. And we're not taking it serious. Life is too short. It really is. All I want people to do is love. And I'm not saying you have to be best friends. But you can respect each other. Respect each other's space. Respect what that person like or dislike. That's where I think a lot of people go wrong at. Because you can't dislike somebody because of how they think, how they dress, how they are. And y'all know every family has that one person that is gonna come to the gathering, show up, and show out. Every year it's gonna happen. But shouldn't you be used to that by now? It's a tradition that there's one person in the family that's gonna come to the Thanksgiving dinner, that's gonna get drunk, show out. They showed up, now they finna show out. Somebody say it's me. But it's a tradition. Why get mad about it? You already know. Be prepared, because this person is going to do this. It's a tradition. You already know it's happened. So why get so angry about it? Why get so upset about it? Enjoy the rest of the family. Because sooner or later, they're going to get tired of clowning. They're going to get tired of showing out, and they'll probably leave. Or they'll go over there and sit in the corner, keep them filled with, give them some more to drink. Maybe they'll cheer for a minute. But everybody has that person. So why hold on to, here she come, here he come? Why get an attitude? You know what's gonna happen. It's in every family. I just go over in the corner myself and just chill. I just listen. Now when they get too loud or too whatever, and if it's at my house, then I have to set them down a little bit. That's when I have to say something, but I try to keep it on the peace level. I try to make it a joyful time for everybody to enjoy themselves. But y'all know it's gonna happen. What you can do is hide the alcohol till they leave. But I know that's not gonna be easy to do, because they may already come with their alcohol and they already drink it. But I just want everybody to realize you don't have to wait to Thanksgiving to be thankful. You don't have to wait. Be thankful every day of the week. 7 days a week. Be thankful. Somebody say, yes, we already know you hit the nail on the head. Be thankful. It's just that you I don't like to hold in my joy. I don't like to hold in my blessings. So I like to share my blessing and my joy and happiness with others. Because when you share, you know, it's like a domino effect. If you people see you have good vibes and you are happy, and when they see you being like that, it's like a domino effect. It just happens. It just roll. So you get with go on to, you know, like people say, spread the wealth, spread the love around, spread it around, let them see you happy, that you're happy, and that you are, you know, you want to love on your family. I have a cousin. Y'all know I always have a story. I hadn't seen her in years. And I went home and she was there and I seen her. She have a thing where she call a 20 second hug. Where she hugged you for 20 seconds. You kind of look at her like, but then when she do it, it makes you feel relaxed and it makes you feel like you want to go share that love with someone else, that 20 second hug. First I thought it was odd, but then when she did it, it was like, wow, try it. Try it. 20 second hug. Oh, you can say second hug. Oh, showing united together, we gonna love together. We gonna be, because we have been through some trials and tribulations this year. I want you to sit back and think about it. Think about what has happened since November of 2022, January of 2022, that's what I want to say, excuse me. Think about all the things that has happened since January of 2022 to November of 23. What's happened in the world, in your life, that you shouldn't be happy on Thursday? You should be happy every day. But that has happened in your world and in your life that you can say on Thursday, I am thankful for this. I am for that. I am thankful because I'm here. I am thankful because I have my family. I am thankful because I have a job. I am thankful because I have a roof. I am thankful because I have breath in my life, breath in me. I am thankful. I can feel my heartbeat. I am thankful. It is so much that you can sit down and say you thankful for. It is so many things. Not this, and if you can, if you see, okay, you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. If you run into somebody that don't have, share. That's the thing that you could say. I bless someone else. This day, I'm gonna bless someone else. It may be $5. It may be $3. Somebody on the corner asking for money. They sign up saying they're hungry. And don't worry about what they do with the money. Long as you know why you gave the money and for what you gave the money. You can go buy a turkey and just hand it to somebody. Share the love. Share the blessings. It's your girl, Miss Penny, with Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. Let us know how you like it, the show. Let me know what are you doing this Thanksgiving, you and your family. Are you traveling away from home? Are you going to visit someone? Are you having family at your home? Let us know, the listener know how you're going to be blessed this Thanksgiving. And what are you thankful for this year? Because we all should be thankful for something, because just a lot of things have happened this year and leading up to Thanksgiving. This girl, Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny, coming live from Studio W out of Richmond. We have artists that listen to us around the world and international and around the globe. If you have an iPhone and you want to listen to us, you go to your Apple Store and type in studio.w, or go to your Android Play Store, Studio W, or you could just say Alexa, play Studio W. We also have a website, studiowbuzz.com. That's Studio W, B-U-Z-Z.com. If you go to the website, subscribe, and leave a comment. And if you hear a show that missed a show and you would like to go back and listen to the show or share it with your family or friends, when you go to the website, look at the top and use the archive down and then choose the show that you would like to listen to. You can also follow Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're on LinkedIn, YouTube, and you can join our membership on Facebook. Let's Talk About It with Miss Penny. We're on Spotify and iTunes. Go out, go and check us out. See, you know, let us know how you like in the show. But it may help a family or a friend. Share it with your family and friend. Let us know how you like in the show. Now, let's get back to the Thanksgiving, being thankful and being respectful and loving on one another. And the next time somebody do something for you, use the words, thank you. They may do it, and you know how some people can do things just to be doing it or whatever, but still say thank you and please. Somebody say love it because you keep it real. Thank you, listener. Thank you. But we're forgetting about the little bit of things that makes people feel good. I like it when people tell me thank you when I do something for them. I like it when people ask me to do something and they say, please. Now the generation, huh? What? Yeah? No. That's the new generation. Tell y'all this. You say, come here. Huh? Yeah, I don't use the words thank you. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. We forget about, we lost respect somewhere. I don't know where did we go wrong or where did we lose, but we lost it. And love. We have lost so much. What is wrong that we can't love on each other? What is wrong we can't just enjoy each other? What is wrong we just can't be happy? Because we all have a lot to be thankful for. I know sometimes we seem like the road get a little raggedy and rough for us. Because everybody, life is not smooth. And we go over them humps and them bumps and we hit them walls. And then it seems like we just get it. You're still alive. You're still here. You do have a lot to be thankful for. When you're sitting around that table, and I'm not going to keep saying eat turkeys. We don't eat turkeys. One time, y'all know I have a story. I bought a turkey one time when my son was little. He's 32 now. He was little and he wanted a turkey. And I bought the turkey, cooked the turkey. And then when I tried to serve him some turkey, he said, I don't want no turkey. And I was like, you wanted me to buy? He said, I just wanted to have a turkey because everybody else had one. Really? I threw away a whole turkey because of my son. So I do Cornish hen. So when you sitting around the eggs, the ham, the dressing, the stuffing, I have to say stuffing and dressing because some people call it stuffing, call it dressing. The covering, the potato salad, mashed potatoes, green vegetables, and the beans. When you're sitting around eating all that and you've gotten food, I want you to say, look around. You full now. Don't go to sleep. Because you know, and I'm not putting a race on it, but they say, y'all know how black people, they go to sleep after they eat. So don't go to sleep. I just want you to sit back and think. Sit back and think about all the things that you have been through this year. All the things that you have on, maybe on you at work, at your kids' school, all the things that you have seen this year, all the problems, all the bills, all the anything that you can think of that you may have went through this year, that when you got through it, I'm gonna say it again, you got through it all. You cannot tell me that you don't have anything to say I'm thankful for. I am blessed for. You cannot tell me. You cannot tell me. And then if once you have thought about it on this, wherever you are, and say, I am thankful. I am blessed. And if you and you're able to eat that food, if you're not just there in the present, have something to be thankful for. Cause I am, say these words, I am still here, y'all. And I am thankful for that. So we all got a reason to be thankful and to be blessed. So just take out the time. And if you got family and friends coming, show them love. Show them love. Because tomorrow is not promised to not one of us. We're not promised tomorrow. We may say and think that, oh, I'll take care of tomorrow. Excuse me. And there is things that you can't take care of today that you're going to have to try to take care of tomorrow. But you're here to take care. See what I just said? hopefully you're still here to take care. So say, I am thankful. I'm going to keep saying this. Don't let Thanksgiving be the only day that you get together with your family and enjoy each other and show them love, show them respect, show them that you care, show them that I'm here for you and mean it and be there. You don't always have to dish out money to be there for your family. You could be a listening ear, a shoulder for them to cry on. And I know, cause sometimes I just need somebody to listen. We all need that. To be, see them 2022 Thanksgiving and you don't see them no more till 2025. Or you don't talk to them no more. Listen, life is too short right now. We could be here today and gone tomorrow. So don't let Thanksgiving be the only day that you're thankful for, and let Thanksgiving be the only day that you show love and be with your family. Every day is a day to be thankful. Every day. Because we're losing people. Enjoy for them. And like I said earlier, y'all be safe out here on these highways. Drive, for look out for the other drivers. Watch out for them. If you're in the airport, watch out your surroundings. Just be careful. You know, make sure you get your luggage. Do what you need to do. You know, don't be on the plane clowning and acting there because you're going to jail. Just enjoy your trip and relax and enjoy each other. Get to your destination and enjoy your family. Because we have a lot to be thankful for. And I say Thanksgiving is 7 days a week. It's 7 days a week now. Don't wait. You can't say it's on every November. The 20th, you know, Thursday changed the last Thursday of the month. So it's about to be happy. When it comes to the family gathering and just and show out. That's what you do. Be happy that they showed up and they showed out.